The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. Let's talk wellness, ladies. I know some of you love yourself, a new wellness brand, something to hop on, and let me tell you about Fleur Marché. They deliver simple, quality, and affordable wellness solutions founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. Their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Their plant-based wellness patches deliver ingredients topically. These ingredients are then absorbed into the skin and into the bloodstream. You just stick it right on your skin. They're vegan, cruelty-free, latex-free, tested for pesticides, herbicides, and other contaminants before and after production. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for the At Lexi listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code LEXI at checkout. Orders over $50 get free shipping. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code LEXI for 20% off your first order. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. Welcome to a new episode. Welcome to a new week. Let's start this off on a good foot. We had a crazy weekend in LA. Hurricane Hillary was coming towards California. We were told to prepare. It turned out to just, at least in my neighborhood, just be a bit of rain. I was prepping for horrendous winds and a torrential downpour. So when I found out it was just rain and it was a Sunday, I had some extra time, and so I went rock climbing. Ended up recording a vlog of my climbing that I posted on TikTok, and while I was recording the vlog, I get an earthquake alert on my phone. I wasn't able to feel it. I was in Hollywood at the time. It was much worse in the valley. I believe it was in Topanga. So during the hurricane day, we also experienced an earthquake. It's been quite a time. So I hope everyone's okay. Wishing everybody well. And let's get started with what's been going on with me and check in with you guys and see what's up. I had a really good week last week. In my life, happiness walks on busy feet, and I had such a busy week. In the normal routine, I begin the week driving to the podcast studio and I record an episode, so that was typical. However, I had vlog footage from a recent trip to the Hamptons that I went ahead and edited and posted that on YouTube, so there's a vlog up. And then I was feeling so inspired that I wanted to create another video. I really am liking it right now. I began my internet journey on YouTube. It's always gonna have a soft spot. But I took about 3 months off. I think I posted one video in 3 months, and I posted a total of maybe 8 videos this year, which is the least amount of content I've posted in probably the last decade. I'm not kidding. And posting a vlog lit that fire back up, and I started recording another video the very next day, and that just went up. I just made it public when I arrived at the studio. So now there is a weird series episode, which, if you are not familiar, it's one of my longer series that it's run on my channel, and weird is an acronym. It stands for what I've been wearing, eating, impressed by, reading, downloading, doing. And I had a lot of fun filming it. I changed up locations. Of course, I talked about the one meal I can't stop eating at the moment, so that's in there. And then I have touched on here how much I'm really enjoying rock climbing at the moment. So I went ahead and I took my vlog camera to the climbing gym, and I was so shy. I tried, but it got me out of my shell a little bit back into filming in public. And as I mentioned earlier in the intro, yesterday I was climbing and I made a vlog for TikTok on that. And that I really enjoyed. It took me about an hour and a half to edit that vlog, which it's not a very involved vlog, but I'm just not familiar, I suppose, with TikTok editing. It was fun though. I really enjoyed it. I liked a new challenge. So there was a lot of content that I was creating this week. And then on top of that, I was able to guest star on not one, but two podcasts. Neither is out yet. I will certainly tell you when they are out, but it's Making Moves with TK and Thoughts May Vary with Gabby and Meadow. Update, my episode with TK is now up. So look up Making Moves and you'll see an episode with me, as well as Emily, June, and Drew Mack. I thoroughly enjoyed both. TK's episode was really fun. I was with two of my best friends. It's really silly. We're answering trivia, talking about old memories in LA, what we're up to now. And then on Thoughts May Vary, I discuss grief. I discuss what I'm currently unpacking, communication, being in therapy. It's not as lighthearted, but equally as entertaining and valuable. And actually, Meadow, one of the hosts of the podcast, her and I began our relationship because she's lost her dad and she reached out to me when I lost my mom. Just a cold call voice message on Instagram, walking me through the steps. I think it was the first weekend after losing my mom, and she really left such a strong impact on me. So we're working on a grief guide. It will be something that I'm really excited for. It's something that I've been wanting to do for quite some time now, but knowing how deeply personal it is to me, I was afraid that it might be too overwhelming. However, Gabby and Meadow are both incredibly skilled writers and editors, so we're all working on it together, and I'm excited to get this out, and not even just excited to get it out, I'm really excited to work on the project. And we've had two meetings about it so far. I'm probably revealing more than I should. I feel like most content creators on the internet are like, secret projects are in the work. And I'm about to tell you that I had a merch meeting last week and that's in the works. But I'm just going to keep you updated on the process. I mean, if I'm ever working on something like super top secret, sure, I'm not going to say that, but these aren't necessarily secrets. I want you to be involved and I want you to be looking forward to them. Like, if you're one of the people that's requested updated merch, I want to let you know I haven't forgotten about you. And if you're someone who has come to me and listened to my content because you too are grieving, I want to let you know that I'm working on something tangible that you can have to help move through space during such a difficult time. But I'm excited for this. I love that. I had a meeting with a graphic designer working on merch. We're going to have a little collection. And then as I just said, I spoke with a graphic designer on creating a merch collection. So it's very early days, but taking steps forward in regards to that. I design tattoos and that's back up. In the least braggadocious way, I have incredible handwriting. I learned it in private school. It paid off somehow. I have great print, I have great cursive, I have great Danielian, and I've always been asked to write things for people, whether it's school projects, can you make the poster for us? Can you write this down for me? Can you write this birthday card? Can you write this thank you card? Can I have your handwriting as a tattoo? And so I have my own handwriting on my body, I have my own handwriting on one of my best friend's bodies, and then it came out where I was writing it for you guys as well, which was fun. So if you are interested in inquiring about a tattoo design, there's a way on how to book. I have my pricing and what you get all as a highlight on my Instagram. My handle is LEXIE. And then my last announcement is a soft launch. I'm only letting the podcast know this right now. A few months ago, I discussed how I would love to have a landing page for all of my favorite brands and call it Lexi's House. And that is officially a site. I want to continue adding more brands. It's not a hard launch. I'm only letting you guys know, but I will include a link to Lexi's House below and you can check it out. I have some of my favorite candles and my favorite water bottle and matcha and pottery and spicy honey, hot honey, bath mats, dry brush, dryer balls, beach towels, like things that I have. Think Amazon storefront if it was for small businesses and a lot chicer looking. That's what I'm working on. So for example, I'm in the works with one of my favorite jewelry designers right now. I want to get her on it. But you can take a peek and feel free to shop. The goal would be if you saw in my vlogs that I'm always using this one mug, or when I'm making food, it's always in this bowl, or if you've seen me at the beach and you want to know my towel, little things like that, you can just go there and you're like, oh, that's what brand it is. Oh, that's where. And then you can place one order with all these different stores instead of having to remember all these different brands and all these different websites. So give her a little look. I've also done some fun things this week. I've had some good dinners, went to the beach. I didn't actually go onto the sand. I just went to the west side and like watched the sunset. I also went to another show this week. You guys have to listen to Lily Lane. I absolutely love Devil. Running Back to You. Best Thing. Nothing But Trouble. Bad. Oh, I love the song Bad. Usually a baddie, but today I'm just bad. I'm not a singer, but like, she's so good. Definitely go listen to Lily Lane. She has an incredible voice. So I saw her perform this weekend, and I went with one of my best friends, and we were just dancing and listening to her. It was great. Her music is pop and soulful. She has such a good voice. Oh my God. Watching Lily on stage is just one of my favorite things. She truly has such a good stage presence and is such a fantastic musician. So I adore her, and she's one of my dear friends. Definitely listen. And then went rock climbing. And in my rock climbing vlog that I posted on TikTok, I completed, this is a personal feat that I want to share with you, I completed not one, but two of the climbs that I've been trying to, and I did. And the gratification of working on something and not getting it right, one was for about a week, and the other was for about 3 or 4 weeks. And finally doing it is so gratifying. Rock climbing has taught me so much, such a positive impact on my life, for such a multitude of reasons. And I've been climbing for about 2 months now, so I'm very much a beginner. And I began because I love a physical activity and it seemed fun. And I used to love rock climbing as a kid, so I was happy to go. And then I realized that it's a mental challenge as well, which I love a mental challenge, where you're physically challenging yourself, and then it's almost like you're solving a physical puzzle. And it's a very positive source of both instant gratification and delayed gratification. Instant, when you try a climb and you nail it on the first try, so great. Or even if you just nail it in general. And then delayed, if you don't get it and you have to sit back and rethink it and try it time and time again, when you actually give yourself the patience and work on something and accomplish the goal in time, it's also just such a good feeling. So this is not science. This is my own personal hypothesis. There's very few healthy forms of instant gratification, and this is one of them. Another one that I bring up sometimes is cleaning. Such a healthy form of instant gratification. When you avoid doing the dishes for hours, maybe days, and it takes you 3 minutes, instant gratification. Wiping a countertop maybe takes 15 seconds. Especially if you live in a New York apartment, it's gonna take you like 5 seconds because there's not much countertop space. Healthy instant gratification. I'm always racking my brain. That's a conversation I have with myself in my own personal time, is trying to figure out healthy forms of instant gratification. That's such an interesting question. What are the conversations, the reoccurring conversations that you have when you're alone? I can't think of any others that are coming up. But that's a fun question to consider, and like, maybe I will ask other people. Also, have I given a thank you to one of you that asked me who would be in my road trip car? I have really run with that question, let me tell you. One Q&A, maybe like 3 or 4 episodes ago, someone had asked me in the Q&A portion of the episode, if you were to take a road trip with four people that are alive, who would it be? And now I am asking that question left and right. I introduced the question as, you are driving up the coast. It's 8 hours. You're in a 5-seat sedan. Who's riding with you? You can pick anyone. And where are they sitting? And when people are selecting who they want, it's like, oh, well, like LeBron James will be there. I'm like, well, you already have someone sitting shotgun. That's not going to work. He's tall. All right, great, true. Let's put him in the front, and then we'll put Reese Witherspoon in the middle. She's small, you know? Someone else said Chelsea Handler, Larry David, Obama. Who are other ones? Some people had personal friends. Like, I threw Emily in the backseat when I was coming up with my answer. It's a good question. And it's a question where you can continuously reevaluate who you want to take the road trip up with. But it's great because it's not just, who do I want to get to know? It's like, who can hang in a very uncomfortable space for a long period of time? Because we can't have someone high maintenance unless we're all high maintenance and we're willing to do that. And I think there's an added layer of complication when you say you're in a 5-seat sedan. Like, you're in a small car, okay? Because if you're putting celebrities in here, you think that they're going to want to take your tiny little Honda Accord? Can they handle that? I don't know. Such a good question. Speaking of questions, I feel like I've had a good little catch up. Nothing too serious to write home about. I am about to go on a trip. I will be visiting one of my best friends in Paris, and then two of my best friends and I are going to Italy after. We're going to go to Positano, and then if I have to fly back from Italy to LA and I'm going to have to pass over the East Coast, knowing that I have to be in Virginia anyway, I may as well stop in New York. So I will be flying from Italy to New York and then taking the bus down. Tatiana, I'll be busing down. I can't say that sentence or that phrase. I will be taking a bus south to Virginia and then flying back to Los Angeles. This is going to be a lot of locations in a short amount of time, but I'm up for the challenge. I think a fast-paced end of summer trip right before the new year starts. It's not a new year. It's the Jewish new year. It's the new school year. September in my head is a fresh start, and I think that this is a good way to finish off a gorgeous summer that I've had. Now, without further ado, let's get into your questions. I ask every week on Instagram. I have not taken a peek yet. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. In this case, I haven't, so it'll be a surprise for everybody. Let's get into it, but first, a word from today's sponsors. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I was so lucky as a kid. I never had seasonal allergies. It was not something I dealt with. And then something switched in my mid-20s and I started developing seasonal allergies, and my allergies throw off my whole morning. So let me tell you about Astapro. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. I think it's important to mention that Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays can take hours. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy noses, and sneezing. I only recently learned about Astapro. I wish I knew about it sooner. If you're interested, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astapro allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. You know, the week before your period, I would argue that it's worse than your actual period. I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin. I have crazy cravings. I feel down. I feel like my head's going to explode. And I think I hate myself and everything around me, and I'm on the verge of a menti B, and I do not know why. Then I start bleeding and I'm like, got it, for sure. Now it's easier than ever to manage PMS with Estro Control. Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony as well as Estro Control, and is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means only using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, H-A-P-P-Y, M-A-M-M-O-T-H.com, and use the code Lexi for 15% off today. Are you looking for a new and healthier way to unwind? Let me tell you about Recess Mood. It's infused with functional ingredients. It's not just a sparkling water. It has mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens so you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. It comes in four delicious flavors: strawberry rose, tropical bliss, blood orange, and raspberry lemon. I think raspberry lemon's my favorite. I do like strawberry rose a lot as well. I love a fun beverage. It's nice to crack one open, pour it over ice, to unwind at home, chill on the couch, treat yourself to a night in. It's a great replacement for alcohol. It's also a way to stay balanced while on the go when you're running errands. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. So head to takearecess.com/Lexi and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Kyra wants to know, how do you make yourself feel more present? I didn't realize until recently how much of my distraction comes from having my hands busy, whether that's holding my phone, eating, I don't vape, but, you know, smoking. But when my hands are fully engaged with something that my entire body has to be engaged for, I actually think this is why a lot of people love extreme sports, because it's such a massive way of being present. Like, to be such a dramatic example, but skydiving, you can't be anything but present, you know? Skateboarding, going down a ramp, can you be anywhere else? Not that I've ever done that, but I can imagine. I haven't taken a cold plunge in a while, but I really liked that because, once again, incredibly present. But in smaller situations, like let's say I was in class and I found myself daydreaming, to get back in focus, I would probably just put my hands together, take a deep breath, and then look around and just observe my surroundings briefly and get back into the moment, because throughout this life, I've always been a little bit of a daydreamer. I can entertain myself for days in my head. My head is one of my favorite places to be, which, pat on the back, that's so healthy. But to the point where I'm like, I'm having more fun in my head than I am in reality. So let's get back to it. It's such a big question that if I was asked this question every single week, I would probably have a different answer. Lowry is asking for my fall 23 fashion faves. Oh my God, I have no idea. But I will say, as quote unquote ugly as it is, I am into the crazy mismatch maximalism, downtown New York style. I know there's a TikTok trending where it's like, put on a pair of bottoms and then find an opposite vibe pair of shoes and top and put those on. So you have a girl in a long blouse and heels, but she's wearing basketball shorts, and then is adding as many accessories as possible and then layering something over top. I know it's nuts, and I'll probably look back and be like, that wasn't the most classy thing, but there's something fun about it. There's something fun because it brings up that childlike energy, that element of playing dress up, because of course wearing something timeless and chic will never go out of style. But I love that we're having a moment in time where completely nonsense outfits are fashionable, and my inner child is having so much fun with that. I love wearing sneakers with dresses and then putting a blouse over top of my dress and then wearing every accessory that I own there. That's fun. So that's a fashion fave that I'm enjoying, because it is a trend and it will go out, but while it's here, I'm happy about it. Franklin, how to reset when you're overwhelmed? I always start by making my bed. I start by picking up any dirty clothes, hanging them up in the closet or putting them in the hamper. I make sure the dishes are washed. I see if I have any food in the fridge, anything I can make for myself. If not, then I'll go grocery shopping. I'll take a really nice shower, you know, exfoliate, shave, hair mask, whatever, something a little extra. And I'll do my proper skincare routine, brush my teeth, put in my retainers, put on a fresh pair of pajamas, because oftentimes I'll wear like the same pajama set all week or maybe like two a week, and set myself up for success for a fantastic next day. Oh, and overwhelmed, I also, before bed, I'll be lying in bed, open up my notebook and write down every single thing that I have to do on one page, and then on the next page figuring out out of all those things, what are urgent, what are going to take a long time, and break it down step by step into what I can do tomorrow. And I also love adding things into my Google Calendar. Lindsay wants to know, how are you feeling about the season transition? I hate that summer's ending. I also hate that the sun is setting a little sooner every single night. That drives me nuts. I want to escape. This is another conversation I have in my head often when I'm alone, is what am I going to do when it starts getting dark early? Do I take off and I spend a month somewhere else, 2 months somewhere else? The holidays are a hard enough time for me. I want to run away. I want to run away. Catch me gone midway through December. Catch me leaving beginning mid-November, coming back right before New Year's. I want to disappear. Do I go to, do I go to Hawaii? And poor Maui. Oh, poor Maui. Let's see if her GoFundMe has reached. The GoFundMe that I donated to was someone who personally had lost their house. And she had been living in the house that her parents lived in and her grandparents lived in. And she was raising her children in that house. This is Ohana, who lost everything in the Maui wildfire. Okay, she's 4,000 away from her goal. I'll include this GoFundMe link if you want down below. Of course, there's foundations that are helping people, but I think that there's something also really powerful about just helping the individuals. So I will include a link for that. God, what an absolute, I can't even begin to really sit and think about how traumatic and tragic and horrendous and frightening and deeply, deeply painful it must have been to be in Maui affected by these fires. And oh, when they talk about all of like the dead bodies floating in the water, it's horrible. It's horrible. God, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, what do? Run away to Hawaii, forgetting briefly what's happening there right now. But my concept was, I think Hawaii is one of the places that doesn't follow daylight savings. Let's have a Google search. Most African and Asian nations skip daylight savings. India and China don't enforce it, for example. Brazil and Egypt don't. Oh, apparently Arizona doesn't. I don't know anything about Arizona. One of my best friends lived there for a few years. I want to run away. I want to run away because I'm a summer girl and I love the warmth and I love the night and I love when it's a little sunny at night. I love a long night. Oh, a long summer night. Come on. But I know everybody's different and some people love the fall. I'm not looking forward to it. I would love to spend the fall on the East Coast because Southern California doesn't really have the changing of the leaves that we so love to associate with that time of year. I'll figure it out. And maybe I won't. And maybe I'll just be here bitching. But we'll see. Olivia wants tips for those of us going back to college. Google Calendar. Google Calendar. Add all of the events as soon as you get your syllabus. If you know that there's going to be dates that projects are due, that midterms are happening on, finals, immediately create a color for every class. Find the cutest color to make it fun to look at and add those all in immediately. Have your due dates. And then any weekend that you're planning on going home, any date that you need to know, whether it's a friend's birthday or a family member's birthday or a vacation that you'll be taking, add in all the time that's gone in the Google Calendar and just have it all laid out. So when someone's asking like, oh, can you get dinner? You can politely look at your calendar and say, I can't. I have two projects due this week and I can't go out until I finish them. And honor that. Also, I would say try to take curiosity within your classes. I know we all get to a point within school where we're not doing it for the purpose of pure, innocent curiosity and the love of learning. Sometimes we're doing it just to get through it and to get the grade. But I challenge you while sitting in class to take a moment to be like, oh, this is kind of interesting that I'm learning this. Take interest in what these topics are for maybe your less quote-unquote interesting classes and make it as enjoyable as you can for yourself. I mean, school in itself is stressful, so let's try to alleviate any added stress that we put on ourselves by organizing and making it fun for ourselves. Frolicsome Fairy asked, how did it feel after posting your first YouTube video in comparison to now? Oh, interesting question. I thought it was just going to say, how did it feel to post your first YouTube video after a while? I wish I could give you a little sentimental answer, but I'm sure my first YouTube video, the process of posting it was probably very confusing. I was still learning how to use the site, and now I know YouTube like the back of my hand, I say, and then there's also so many elements about YouTube that I know nothing about. However, I have a very similar relationship to it now that I had when I first began, where I'm not stressed about it. There was a period of time in the middle, several years ago, where SEO, these searchable terms and tags and description box and title words that were really important. And I was like, that's not my brain. I don't think that way. I've always had a hard time Googling for what I want because I know that my head's not working in the way that most people's heads are working. I often have to rephrase my Google search 3 times to figure out what I'm looking for and see how other people are talking about it because I'm just thinking of it backwards or upside down, it feels like sometimes. So it's never been a strong suit for me on YouTube, and that was stressful. But realistically, it's just a lot simpler, and I love the feeling of when a video just goes up. Let's check how this one's doing. No, that's not fair to you guys, because you won't be able to see. But you should go watch it. Some of you love that series. I saw someone doing it on TikTok as well. They had like a weekly report, and I was getting tagged in it. Like, Lexi did this first. Report, though, I would say is like a better idea. Like, she just rephrased it, reading and eating and other things. Like, the weekly report is a cuter way to phrase it. Like, she took what I did and ran with it and did it better. So I respect that. And then I have been toying with the concept of how can I make another episode of what high schoolers are actually wearing, because that concept performed so well and it was so nice to film. It was just a nightmare to edit. Now I think I would just hire someone to help edit it or have someone help me film it. And I think it'd be a ton more fun. Oh, I lied. I did pull up the video that I posted, and I'm looking through the comments. And someone said, one of your other best outputs is editing and video documentation. Oh, maybe I read that wrong. I was thinking that she was saying that this is one of my best edited videos. I had a lot of fun with the editing on this one. I'm having a lot of fun with editing right now just because I haven't been making videos. And that's another thing I know, like, the back of my hand, Final Cut Pro, and it's been so fun. Daisy wants to know social media tips. This is very much do as I say, not as I do. I would have series that people can come back to, whether it's on TikTok or a theme. It doesn't necessarily need to be a niche, but something that is bingeable. You can have a ton of varieties and interests. So we could take my weird series, for example. I could transfer that over to TikTok and have one of those go up daily, weekly, monthly. TikTok moves so fast, but on a regular basis. And then I could have a running series and have them separated into different playlists. And then people can go to you for certain things that they can expect updated versions of, which I think will help you grow because it's bringing people back. E. Gibsby asked, do you have any siblings and how did that affect you? No, I'm an only child and I always wanted siblings. My mom was a type 1 diabetic with failing kidneys and a failing pancreas and was told, do not have children. She's like, but I want a baby girl. Got pregnant with a baby girl. Baby girl was born perfectly healthy, me, and I had no idea that this was all happening because I was a child. So I was like, I want a sibling. My mom, it probably broke her little heart. So I think it impacted me in positive ways. My parents were both math teachers. They were both school teachers in the public school system. So salaries, everybody knows a teacher's salary is not very high. And I think I probably received a lot more opportunity because my parents were not splitting their earnings amongst more than one child. So I was able to go to summer camp and I was able to play sports, which may not have been the case if I had 1, 2, 3 siblings. And I was able to get a laptop and a camera for Christmas when I was growing up. And I think it ended up giving me a lot more tools. And I think those opportunities I'm really grateful for. And I was also able to bring friends along to many, many different occasions. as surrogate siblings. And I think it's made me create really close friendships that maybe I wouldn't had I not had siblings. So even though I would love to be an older sister to someone or be a younger sister to someone, I don't mind that I was the firstborn and the only. It worked out. Someone asked, are you going to change the pick for the podcast? Who is this? Yasmin. I just love the image for the podcast art. I would change the font of Lexi before I changed that photo. I had an image of me in a gold bracelet eating a peach, and it was great. I also had, I've tried 4 or 5 images over the past year to see if it can replace the one that I currently have, but my hands in the ocean, I love it. I love it. And so many times I've gotten advice from agencies saying, put your face on it. No, sorry, I'm a snob and I think this photo deserves to be in a museum. Oh, this is a fun question. What TV shows marked your childhood and teenage years? Childhood, I grew up on Arthur and Dragon Tales. Tweenhood, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was probably my favorite. I randomly watched a lot of CSI Miami. A ton of Survivor and Big Brother. How did I forget those? I watched Survivor every single week with my parents and Big Brother every summer with my parents. I watched a good bit of Degrassi, but not religiously. I watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Full House, Gossip Girl. Interesting question. I wonder if I'm forgetting anything. That's a good question to ask people. Because I think when you ask, what are your favorite TV shows? That's a hard question to answer. But what TV shows marked your childhood or teenage years? Much easier to answer and much more interesting of an answer. Favorite is hard for people to come up with an answer for, but narrowing it or putting a target to it, I think makes it easier on people and you end up getting a more valuable answer. Definitely Not AI asked, how would you make a uniform look better? I would get cute socks. I think I got them on Amazon. Little mid-calf ruffle socks. I also have the ankle version, and they're just a little scalloped ruffly at the top. And I'd wear loafers. I love a preppy look, honestly. I also would steam or iron my clothes so everything looked nice. Maybe some gold hoops, a couple rings. And I would do my hair. I only went to private school for half of elementary school, so I wasn't like needing for that personal self-expression the same way I would have if I was a teenager. But I would just make sure I looked crisp and clean and stylish in the best way that I could. I know you're looking for more, but cute socks is all I got for you right now. Jennifer, you want to know my rock climbing goals. So in the gyms that I go to, the easiest climbs and the easiest levels are V0 and they go up to V12. The max that I normally even see around the gyms that are very complicated are like even a V7 seems really, really, really difficult. So I'm working on 2s and 3s right now. So my next challenge would be to complete a 4. I've done 1 4, but I actually think it was mismarked, so I don't count it. And Maya wants to know favorite things to do before a workflow. I mean, I'm in a workflow right now. Let's see what I have around me. I have a laptop that's plugged in and charging. I have my notebook with an outline of this episode and a pen ready to go if I have a second note. I have a water and a latte and a croissant in front of me. So anything that I would need is in an arm's reach. I also have a cleared space and I have the lighting how I want it. But I think it's just covering all the bases that would keep me from getting up that are what I need to gather before having my work sesh. So if you're about to have a work sesh, get that going and I will leave you to it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you love this episode. If you do, give it 5 stars on the podcast app. If you want to see my rock climbing vlog, it's on TikTok. If you want to see my longer vlog or my weird video, it's on YouTube. And if you want a tattoo from me, it's on Instagram. And keep an eye out for everything. And if you want to check out my shop, a lot of new announcements. So much to see, so much to hear. And thank you so much for being here. Take care. Enjoy your week. Talk to you soon. XOXO, Lexi.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.